Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Detroit was recently host to one of the two Robotics World Championships, and the first ever all-Indigenous team was invited to compete. Team 5672, also known as First Nation STEMS, comes out of Wequamacong High School on Manitoulin Island in Ontario. The Globe and Mail recently featured a story on the team on their website. Mary Pangawish, team captain, said they were the first robotics team on the island, and in the 5 years since the team was founded, they've focused some of their efforts on reaching out to middle schools and high schools in the area to get them interested in establishing their own robotics teams. When interviewed by CBC Radio, Pangawish stated that they were one of the top three teams in Detroit to receive the Chairman's Award. Their work in the community played a part in the team receiving the first award at the provincial qualifying level for embodying the values of the organization's mandate to encourage young people to seek out areas in STEM. Pangawish was surprised that their team was recognized out of thousands of teams. Pangawish emphasized, "We are blazing a trail for Indigenous people to see themselves working in STEM." Pangawish shared that while in Detroit, everyone was supportive. She said, "They let us be who we are. Some places Indigenous people are not respected. At the World Championships, everyone wanted to hear what we had to say. Everyone was extremely welcoming. They let us be proud of our culture." According to Statistics Canada, there are just over 18,000 First Nations people working in the STEM field, accounting for less than 1% of the total STEM labor force. Chris Mara, a teacher at the high school and the team's coach, said, "It's so important to have their voices at the table. It's not just what building the robot can do for the students, but also how important the students' voices and First Nations voices are in STEM." Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.